inspired you to get into this field?
I had a couple really good coaches when I was growing up, I guess. And, you know, I think what I probably took from that, you know, I probably didn't realize it at the time, was just their enthusiasm and how they, you know, gave me feedback on what it was that I was doing. And I think that's probably the thing I'm most grateful for, is being able to learn from that experience and being able to translate that. Because I think what people, what they really feel is the energy and the attention that you're giving them. And, you know, being able to perform that is a skill that I think you have to be shown, you know. I mean, it's inherent in some people, but to develop it, I think that was something that I'm very grateful that I had some really good instructors to be able to show me so I could use that in the future.
Is there anything that you wish you had known before you started your gym or before you got into martial arts?
You know, again, like, I look at it like a learning process, I really do. And, you know, there's a lot of things that I've learned as I've gone. And, you know, those lessons make, those hard situations make those lessons so much more valuable. I think if I could, like, you know, do it all over again, if I could learn, right, I probably would have got into boxing or kickboxing younger or taken it more. I was pretty into martial arts when I was younger, but I didn't spend a whole lot of time training, you know, actual boxing, because I was a lot older by the time I got into that. So in a way, you know, it would have been nice to see, you know, me competing in boxing if I had started when I was a teenager or something like that. But I don't really look at that as, you know, slowing me down necessarily, you know, but I think if I could do it all over again, I would have focused more on that.
What advice would you have for us two? We are two women here, and like, if we want to get into boxing, like, what would you tell us? It's a pretty male-dominated industry.
Right? It most definitely can be, especially the boxing aspect. I have a women's-only kickboxing class that I do for that very reason, that, you know, a lot of women don't want to go into a boxing gym and, you know, see a bunch of sweaty guys and blood on the floor. And, you know, it's just, it's not typically what you think of when you think of a woman coming into a gym.
Yeah.
But that's one of the environments that I tried to create, and so I created the women's-only class. And so women tend to be a little more gravitated towards the kickboxing aspect. But I do have a lot of women who come to the boxing. And like I said, you know, have told me I'd never thought I'd, you know, be interested in coming to a boxing gym. But it's a very welcoming environment. I think, you know, everybody who's already there knows what it's like to walk in feeling like they don't know anything and they're just going to make a fool out of themselves and it's too intimidating. But if you can get over that, you know, I think that, you know, you really get a lot out of it, and there's no discrimination there, and everybody's been there, their understanding of what it's like to have to walk into that place.
Everyone has to start somewhere.
Everybody has to start somewhere.
Has there been a piece of advice in life or in your career that has helped you?
I think one of my favorite quotes is, it's not whether you get knocked down, but whether you get back up.
And, great quote.
You know, that's actually a football coach. I forget the guy's name, but, you know, it really applies to boxing probably even more. And so, you know, life's hard and you're going to make mistakes and you're going to feel like giving up. But if you keep going, you know, you will succeed eventually.
Mm-hmm. Is there something that you haven't done yet that you still want to do?
I used to think that I wanted to open up another boxing gym. But I don't know if that's necessarily true now.
Why not?
It's just a lot of work. It takes a lot of time, you know, and I finally got into a place where I have some people helping me and, you know, I can actually start doing things for myself. But I feel pretty good about where I'm at. So, you know, maybe a little bit of travel and go to New Zealand or something. But aside from that, as far as a career choice, I'm pretty happy with where I'm at.
What advice would you give to students who are about to graduate from high school or college?
I thought about this a lot, and I'd probably have to say, find something you enjoy and get really good at it. I mean, if I could give my kids some advice or, you know, someone who was young, I think that's probably, if you really want to take your life to the next level, just put in the time and just really work at it. And, you know, you'll always have that skill. And that's something that, you know, that's the elite. Those are the, you know, the 10,000 hour rule or the tipping point or however you want to think of it. Those are the things that make the difference, is just really put in the time and don't give up, and, you know, you'll be rewarded for it in the end.
All right. And our last question that we have for you is, what is a thought or something that you want to share with our listeners? You kind of already got over
it.
Yeah,
that's okay. I would just say, you know, really don't give up. Follow your dream. If you have something that you want to do, if you follow that with your passion, even if it's not that that, you know, got you to where you are, or you end up somewhere else, that's at least you know that you gave it all you got. And I think that's the most important thing. You know, regret is, you know, probably the hardest emotion. But if you really, you know, continue to move forward, then you can at least feel good about the progress that you've made.